Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. One more week of some terrific live music. Some of you who are watching this in White Plains might recognize my special guest today, Tommy Blues Buddha Dudley, or Tommy Dudley Blues Buddha.
Either or.
Either or. And his accompanist,
Scott Staton.
There you go.
Part of the Blues Buddha Band.
The Blues Buddha Band, who is playing this Thursday in town?
Soma 107. 107 on Maranick Avenue.
That club's been through quite a few names.
Yeah.
But it's a hot club now.
It's nice. It's a really nice place. Highly recommended. We have a great time. Every time we go there, we have a great time.
Now, you bring in your full band?
Bring in the full band. Yep. We're going to have a couple of special people this week because a couple of guys couldn't make it. So Johnny Federico is going to be playing with us. From Johnny Federico and the Blues Boys. We're going to have Chip Larson. And we're also going to have Mike Garner and Eddie Crucey, which are the regulars that play with me. Drums, Eddie Crucey, Mike Garner on bass, and two guitar players.
Cool. Now, is it going to be a show? I mean, aside from the special guests, are you doing first set people, second set jammers, or is it more of a show?
It's a show. Those guys, I've played with Johnny Feds, a lot. We've shared projects before. And Chip, it's the first time Chip Larson is playing with us, so it's going to be kind of fun.
Awesome. Interesting, I've been to that club a number of times. The first time I went, they had music in the back dining room.
Right.
And now they've kind of moved it up right towards the front door.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care. Gig's a gig, right?
I don't care because I never stay by the band. If anybody has seen me perform, I go to the audience. That's my shtick. I go out. I greet the people. I work the bar. I sing to people. I have fun. So it doesn't matter where they put me.
Now I got a question for you. We're friends on MySpace. We're friends on Facebook.
Yep.
I think my name on Facebook is Roger Z. Just
right.
The letter Z. But all your gigs, you have photos.
Yeah.
But there's photos of you, so I'm wondering, it can't be you taking the photos of you in action. Tell me about the photos.
Well, I have a girlfriend of mine who comes with me to the gig. She's, my girlfriend, Lori, and she follows me around taking pictures, and she'll climb up on a table. She'll do whatever she has to do to get a good shot. And I'm always looking for the action shot. I'm always looking for us having fun. And, we do have a lot of fun. That's the whole point,
So you two are perfectly mated if you're right?
The next day, all of the photos are up on Facebook with labels by the cursor. When you put the cursor over someone, it has their name on it.
Yeah, we work it. Uh-huh. We work it.
That's great. It's nice that you have a girlfriend who actually comes to your gigs.
Yeah, I call her my assistant. She's not good with that, but she's looking for pay.
Yeah, that's right. You call her your assistant. She's looking for pay, I'll bet. I'll bet. So you have a special... I remember the first time I met you, we were at the Cafe Rio, which is now the Post,
right,
in Mamaroneck, mm-hmm, on the Post Road. And it was jam night. I was sitting... talking to someone, and all of a sudden your voice ripped through the PA, and I was just mesmerized.
Thank you.
And I even wrote about it.
Right.
I wrote an article. You sent me your little EP, which had fantastic world-renowned musicians on it.
Right.
And I wrote a little review, and that's basically how we met up. You actually came sang with me at the Duck in Mamaroneck.
Yeah.
But things have been going well for you. I'm seeing you're playing weekends all over the place. You just did the Georgetown Saloon,
yep,
in Georgetown, Connecticut.
Trying to really get more into the Connecticut scene because Connecticut is really friendly to what we do. People, they see the blues tag and right away they get like hung up with it's this 1-4-5 blues thing, but we do like this funky fun stuff. So, like, you know, we try to get up there where they're really friendly to that stuff. You know, really friendly to what we do.
Kind of blues, funk, soul.
That's what I was brought up on. I was brought up on, like, Motown, and that's you know, and then I moved into a little bit of rock and then to the blues, so I combo it, you know, and I feel real comfortable with that. You know, so, you know, I brought up on the Temptations, Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, all that stuff.
What about Stax Vault? What about Otis Redding?
Otis Redding, yeah, all that stuff. That's the stuff that molded my style. So I added to the blues, and we have a lot of fun.
So we talked about Soma, we talked about Georgetown Saloon. What are some other clubs you play on a regular basis?
Well, we're playing The Post. We played that a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to play it again in August. We're going to be doing Pete's Saloon soon, in August also. We're starting to branch ourselves out. I'm really, you know, trying to get myself into the right clubs that fit, that are, you know, fit us. And
what about 12 Grapes.
Mm-hmm. 12 Grapes is one of our favorites. It's an amazing place up in Peekskill.
It was back there last Saturday. Yeah. It was so much fun. It's great.
Yeah, we had a great show the other night. We did on Saturday. We had amazing turnout. You know, it was a great night.
Now, is it turnout for people that you bring, or is it just now that club just has a vibe and people just go there every Saturday?
It's a combination, but, like, I will tell you, I book pretty regularly there now, and I've been doing. I was the first act that he brought in with Johnny Fez. I did a gig with Johnny Fez there, and we've built the following up in that area, in Peekskill, Newburgh, and in that whole area. So people come to see us as well as them. And we're trying to do the same thing down this way with Soma. You know, with Soma, we've been there pretty, like, about, this is our fourth time at Soma. And we're starting to get repeats. I see the same people coming. So it's good.
You do a lot of publicity.
I'm working it.
You are working it, because I know sometimes on Facebook, I've got to ask you this question about Facebook. Like, when I do one of my gigs, I set up an event.
Right.
And then it says, who do you want to send your event to?
Right.
Do you have to individually click on each name?
Yeah. It's a pain.
Yeah, because you must have like 500, 600, 700 people.
Yeah, but what I did was I also set up a group. I set up a group which has about, you know, I invited people to the group. So like half of the 500 came. So I have about 250. But it's getting bigger each week. It's not easy. You got to sit there and click.
Yeah, I hate that. I think they do that to make sure you just don't spam people. You have to put a left. But the thing that you do is, I get invited to your event, and I hate to say no to anybody. So I'm one of those maybes. And then, like, 2 days before the event, I get an email from you. Hey, maybe. Get off your butt. Come down to my gig. And I'm going, wow, this guy must have a lot of spare time.
Nah, I plan it. I got it scheduled. If you schedule it, you don't need spare time.
And then, after the gig, I go, here's what you saw, or here's what you missed. Right. Thank you, everybody. You know, here are the pictures.
Right. Well, you know, music is personal to me, and so I'm trying to share a personal experience with everybody else, and Facebook makes it so easy to do that, so you might as well. You know, you might as well, you know, become friends as well as fans, you know, and people that like you, you know, will remember you, you know.
So you're going to do a couple of tunes for us today.
Absolutely.
You guys know which tunes you're going to do?
Mm-hmm. We'll start with an original tune that Tommy and I wrote.
Yeah. We're in the process right now of recording. We recorded how many so far? Four?
I think so.
Yeah, four. We're going to do about six, and we're almost done with four, and then we've got two more that we're working on right now. So these are our original stuff, and they should be done by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
So let's do two or three now. I'll give you the signal. Okay. So why don't you grab your mic?
Mm-hmm.
I changed my levels here a little bit.
I have to stand up because I'm much better when I move.
No, bring your levels back.
They're too loud?
No.
Yeah?
Right.
Is your level good?
Hello?
Yeah.
You good?
Guys, let's get a nice clean start so when it goes on YouTube, it sounds professional.
Okay. So this is Like I Do.
Okay.
Better at Hello?
Better at Hello.
Okay. This is a song that I wrote with another writer, Denny LaRue, a New York guy, now lives in Florida.
We're actually sharing a lot of material with Denny.
Let me try it again.
Songs like, you know, I'm just so much better at low. It's like, gotta go. And the morning song is about waking up in the morning and saying, what happened? Can't turn the lights out in the morning.
Yeah. the lights out in the morning. Best you can do is pull the covers over your head. Can't roll over, dear. Try to disappear. You're gonna have to face all the things that you said. Can't turn the lights out in the morning. About things you said. You're gonna have to get up out of bed. Help me please, on my knees. It's a fight, day and night. What's the deal, spinning wheel? What's the cause to jump on? Best you can do is pull the covers over your head. And roll over, dear. Try to disappear. You're gonna have to face all the things you said.
Originals, a couple, you know. You like?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Like it a lot. Can't wait to hear it with full band.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We got some good stuff going. We got Johnny Feds on a couple of cuts already.
Where are you recording it?
Over in Nyack.
Wally Cottage is a recording engineer, Larry Alexander. And I've been working with him for a long time. He and I went to high school together. Great recording engineer. Really, really good.
Yeah, now, are you doing... How are you doing it? Are you doing it old school with
Pro
drums, bass?
Well, Pro Tools, yeah, they're live rhythm sections. One song has a drum machine, but it's quantized and they change the time. Well, it's, you know, it doesn't sound like a drum machine.
They humanize it, right, by putting errors in.
Yes.
I love that.
Uh-huh. I would love to do the recordings, just to go into a studio and just do some live stuff, which I think in the blues world, that's what a lot of guys do.
Well, because they get such small budget for their record.
Yeah. Well, we did that.
And we did do that recently. We have some stuff on MySpace. If you go on MySpace, most of that stuff was done live in a studio, a couple of takes, and it's all really good stuff. It all came out really well.
See, with some of the independent record companies, you know, they'll outline the deal, and they'll tell you, you know, this is your budget, and we expect to sell this many records, and if you do that, everybody makes money. But if you blow it in the studio,
which is very easy to do.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. So let's get to some of the basic questions. Now, you've been my guest before.
Right.
But you've talked about some of your influences. Do you have an iPod?
Yes, I do.
So what's on your iPod?
6,000 songs. I don't leave home without it.
Tell me some of the songs.
You know, like I was saying before, and I always think about, you know, we've talked about this before, I think about this question, and a funny thing about me is I am not locked into any genre. I really, you know, I say blues Buddha, but I really believe the blues are the fruit, you know, the roots and the rest of the fruits. Like, I love rock and roll, I love, you know, old school, you know, Motown, stuff like that. I love, you know, I love the blues. I love a mixture. So if you ask me what's on my iPod, a lot of funk.
Give me specific.
King Floyd, if you know that name, he's a guy who was a
sax player.
No, he was a singer. A lot of singing because I'm a singer. So that's right. I have King a lot of Otis. Floyd. I have King Floyd. I have I love Elvis Presley. I'm a big fan of Tom Jones. We've found some old Tom Jones stuff with Jules Holland. And
have you heard that? With Jules, it's like a big band swing boogie-woogie stuff. It's fantastic.
Amazing with Tom Jones.
He's a great singer. I'm embarrassed to say one of the first 45s I ever bought was What's New Pussycat. Love that song.
But he does this thing with Jules Holland where he does all these old blues standards. And it's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
Well, he can really sing,
and
he's in good shape, and he looks good, so he's managed to survive in the business.
And, I just keep on looking, because I'm a singer, I'm always looking for the best singers that I, funk singers and blues singers I can find, and just kind of combo it, that's what I'm always looking for.
Was there one song, or maybe two, that you heard when you were young, and you said, God, this is what I want to do with my life if I can just figure it out?
We spoke about it the last time I was here, and I remember Cream when I was a kid playing Cream for the first time when I heard it, and I was like, that's different. You know what I mean? Like Disraeli Gears. And I heard that, and I was like, what is that? And what are they doing? And it was really old blues. Just, they were funking it up, they were rocking it up. And it was different. It made me want to do more of that. But if I go to what made me want to sing, it goes back to the singers I was talking about, Elvis Presley, Tom Jones. Elvis Presley, when I was a kid, you talked earlier about in your household, my sister would play Elvis Presley records when I was a kid.
Sure.
And I would listen to them. And when I was a kid, we used to, always, have the 45s out, with the quarter on the arm, mm-hmm. and put it on and just listen to these things. And I would sing them, try to be like them guys, and Elvis was a big influence on me, I think.
Yeah, interesting story with Elvis and the songs he sang.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger he got, he would only record your song if he got 50% of the publishing, 50% of the songwriting credit.
Well, that was probably Parker.
right. It's business is just an incredible.
We've actually recently added a lot of early Elvis stuff to mm-hmm. what we're doing. One of the things I'm trying to do now with the band is kind of put in some earlier rock and roll, like Fats Domino, Elvis Presley, Stuck on You, we do Ain't That a Shame, Fats Domino, Mesa Blues. These are all early Elvis stuff. It was really, really good stuff.
I was listening to Elvis's Golden Hits in the car today, driving home. Mystery hit. Train.
Yeah.
That's All Right, Mama.
Yeah, That's All Right, Mama.
That's a great one.
Yeah. And it fits. It's got that boogie woogie feel, and it's fun.
Yeah, that's some great stuff. They recently had some kind of town celebration in White Plains when they had some music, like 2 weekends ago, I think. We saw our friend Gil Paris band. But the people who really knocked me out were the Amish Outlaws. And what I liked about the Amish Outlaws, number one, I'm a sucker for a gimmick. Have you guys ever seen The Nerds? They have a great gimmick.
Right.
And so the Amish Outlaws, 4 of the 6 are actually grew up Amish.
Mm-hmm.
But they have two, if you can imagine a band with 2 of you in it,
no.
Dueling Tommies. So you divide up the audience in 2 parts, and that's what they do. So, but what they do that's great is they go from the Ramones to Barry White to Biggie Smalls.
Yeah. Interesting.
They go to Joan Jett. Yeah. They go to Journey.
Yeah.
They cover everything, but the thing that really knocked me out was, what did the audience respond most to? The hip-hop beats. That drove people crazy.
Uh-huh.
And that was interesting to
all
me.
All those tunes were done in a hip-hop style?
No. I'm just saying,
the ones that drove people. Okay.
The one that, like the Biggie Smalls song, I got a pistol in my waist, and, I want you to have my baby. the beats to those songs, and they did Latin hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's funny. When you talk about the beats, I think one of the things that we focus on in a lot of the songs that we do, it's the same thing. We try to keep that steady, fun beat, mm-hmm. Because that's what, it's dancing. That's what it all is. It comes down to dancing.
At the end of the night...
People want to dance. They want to have fun.
At the end of the night, you're selling food... And drink. Beverages.
And we do the same thing. We try to get in. Like, I work the audience, so I go out, and that's why I can't imagine two of me, because I'd be rough. I'd be bumping into me. Going out, and I go out, and I bring people up. I grab them, bring them up, and we dance, and I get a crowd up. And it's just, keep that constant beat and have people happy and having fun. That's what it's all about.
Well, it's been great. We're going to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they did, which I thought was great, they had... the biggest booty contest. And at the end of this contest, they found this woman and they go, "You've got the biggest butt in White Plains," and she's all smiles. Thanks so much.
Thank Tommy. You.
All right.
I'll just say what I want.